What's good and what's happening? This is the Black and Unusual Podcast, a series of politically based conversations that unpack the underlying gaps with Black culture, business, and relationships. Your host, J-Dub, that's me, strives to address the crucial conversations that will strengthen the connection towards moving our culture forward. Listeners should expect an informed conversation from personal experience, thought-driven insight on the topics and issues that are affecting our Black and brown communities. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Well, hello again. Welcome back. This is another episode of Blacker Than Usual. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for telling your peoples. Tell a friend. Tell a Roman. Tell a countryman. Tell a Ukrainian. Tell a Israelite. You know, tell a Palestinian. You know they got their own things to deal with in this current time. It's August 2023, and look around. We're at war with the world. But one thing we can't be at war with is a war within ourselves, people, our Black and brown people. There are some things we have to get together and establish and understand better on for our greater good. Today's episode is brought to you by racism and discrimination in housing. Today's episode is brought to you by the great people of Metro Davidson County and surrounding areas that have steadily been on the forefront of providing detail and clarity towards the housing injustices of this town, of this city, of the South. Specifically, I'd like to highlight Stand Up Nashville. If you don't know who Stand Up Nashville is, I need you to get out, Google them, go to their Instagram page, Facebook, website, and get the information, because I did. Also, things are public record, Nashville.gov. Check it out. Check out the housing in your area. See how the oppression is happening right next door, if not in your own home. Housing injustice is deeply rooted in racism and pervasive systems of oppression, y'all. And it's time we support it a lot better. It's time we call it out when we see it. This may not be new to some of you. You likely recognize that many issues, problems, and challenges that we have towards housing are flat-out injustices that are due to long-standing histories of racism and generational harm. It is evident across many aspects of life, including our education, our health care, employment, finance, transportation, and the list goes on. Sadly, it's no different when we examine the root of Nashville's housing crisis. I don't know where you live at. Well, I'm in a little townhouse, you dig? It's a God-blessed townhouse. You know, I've prayed on this thing for 3-4 years now. And it's good. The rent is good. But what the problem is, not everybody in Nashville is so fortunate. Some people have a townhome. Some people have apartments. Some of these apartments are slumlord apartments. Some apartments won't even fix the floors in some of them. The quality of the doors, the pipes, the roaches, the bugs, the mites. Apartment justice is so overlooked here in Nashville. But how do we get here? Most forms of racism and discrimination were forced through legislative policy and government agencies with the purpose to exclude or harm communities of color. Us, y'all, Black and brown community. The harm continues today. Not just in the past when this stuff started, but it continues today. When we see it from elected officials, government agencies, and in the refusal of the Supreme Court of the United States to protect vulnerable groups through judicial rulings, redlining, just deplorable practices to destroy the Black and brown family, to destroy where we live at and reside, to destroy the peace of mind that we can usually find in home and in comfort. These are all systematic here. Refer back to episode 6. When I dive into a little bit of the Supreme Court and all the things that they have ability over and oversee, provide some more insight there. But as a reminder, the Supreme Court of the United States overturned affirmative action in the higher education nearly 3 months ago. Last year, Congress failed to pass a combined bill for the John Lewis Voting Rights Act of 2021 and the Freedom to Vote Act, leaving additional federal voting protections flying in the wind. These are just the most recent things that the Supreme Court of the United States have been privy to, oversee, and made a decision on. Housing is next, y'all. Housing is already happening to our disservice and disadvantage, but the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on some housing things very, very soon. Yeah, check out episode 6 if you want to get some more on the Supreme Court, but just throw that out there. Notable times and terms. Here goes. I got paper here, y'all, because I don't want just to be spitting off stuff, letting y'all know details, and then you just thinking I'm making stuff up. Like, he can't be for real. No. I'm for real, and I have some notable dates and times that you can go back and check on at your leisure. I hope you do. If you got to pause it and go Google it, play it, write it down, take a Google note, Apple note, whatever you got to do. But let's start in the 1930s, all right? Redlining. I'm sure you know what redlining is. By now, you should. The practice of evaluating risks and refusing to provide mortgages, insurance loans, and other services for homes within urban neighborhoods based on race and ethnicity. This specifically made it difficult for black people, black and brown, but specifically black, to build generational wealth through home ownership and businesses. The biggest example, the most recent example, if you, like myself, I'm a movie buff. I love film and music, entertainment. The humanities is my bag. It's my jam. It's my jam and my toast. You dig? Them. T-H-E-M on Amazon Prime. Check it out. I would recommend you check it out in the daytime, because if it's nighttime, it may scare you a bit. It is a little tedious. Now, we're in October, a few weeks out of Halloween. You know, it's good time to watch it now. So after you hear this, after you take your notes, you do your research, you know, become one with Stand Up Nashville and the surrounding counties for housing justice, go watch them on Amazon Prime. And it specifies, so I'm going to give you the synopsis real quick. I ain't going to tell it. Don't give me the spoiler alert. Don't worry. Cool out. I ain't going to do that. This family, this black family leaves the Jim Crow South, right? And they go over to California. That was one of the first blacks to settle in this neighborhood, to set up shop, buy a house, and move in. Well, them next door, them across the street, them white, you know, Anglo-Americans made the living there so torturous, so dangerous, hostile, everything. And I'm not going to give no more away. You just going to have to watch the series. I believe it's like 5 or 6 episodes, but each one will have you on cringe. Each one. And don't ask me about Cat in the Sack. Yeah, we're not even going to talk about it. But when you see it, feel free to message me and tell me your thoughts on what you think about Cat in the Sack. It's traumatic. I can't watch it. And I like suspense horror films. And I can't watch that scene, that episode again. But nonetheless, folks, this is what's happened in the 1930s and led us to some of the things we have now. Redlining, for one. Keep going. 1940s and the 60s, we had different things take place, like blockbusting, like white flight, like urban renewal. Well, what are those terms? What is that? Blockbusting? We be like burner, we like block burning like the Hot Boys back in the day? No. Blockbusting's a little different. Blockbusting is a deliberate practice of introducing black homeowners into previously all white neighborhoods to induce white flight. What was white flight? It's a large-scale exit of white people moving from an urban area, particularly those with significant minority populations, and into suburban areas. Get these whites up out the hood. Move them out Brentwood, where everything's all good. That's white flight. Around the 1950s and the 60s. The blockbusting, it only led to homes being sold at below market value and purchased by black families at inflated prices. This practice negatively impacted the housing market and neighborhood value. The stock went down. If we want to get home loans, let's say we already got outpriced and overvalued, undervalued for the property. If we want to get loans and equity out of the property, it made that even a challenge. We wanted $100,000 for my property. We could barely get $50,000. We couldn't flip that. We couldn't pay for student loans or little niece and Bubba and them to go to school. We couldn't get Sweet 16 gifts and take it out on the house and call it a wash out of equity. We couldn't do that because our housing value went down as soon as they started putting more blacks in it and getting the whites out. Systematic. Urban renewal is another term during the 50s and the 60s. A term and program title referring to the disruption and raising. I can't read today. Let me read this sentence over. A term and program title referring to the distribution and raising of inner city areas in favor of other development. In Nashville, specifically, federal investments displaced black families whose homes and neighborhoods were demolished for urban renewal projects, like the construction of I-40, James Robinson Parkway, and Music Row. See episode 7 when we talk about North Nashville history, so you can really see, I try to break it down a little bit, of how I-40 just destroyed our Black Wall Street. Over 60 plus businesses and homes were destroyed. So countless numbers of families were lost in, and I told a story about a gentleman. He lost his mind. He had a business on Jefferson Street. I-40 came through, shut down in business. He lost his mind. He turned to, they were twin brothers, turned to drugs after, turned to, he died shortly after the construction of that, because it took his business, that took his livelihood away. That was just about as bad as when King was assassinated. That really set our culture back, and specifically in Nashville, urban renewal projects really sent us back to a time that, early 20s even, where we weren't even free. And that just stopped a lot of our growth here in the city. And we've been scrounging, bickering at each other ever since, these urban renewal projects. Keep going. Fast forward. 1990s came around. You know, about 30 years later, what we got? We got some civil rights acts, you know. We got a little bit of voting power, at least able to organize and vote. By this time, King and Malcolm was gone. So we really have no real leaders to look up to. We had a little Jesse Jackson, a little Al Sharpton, anything in the form of legal action. That's it. Not too much social commentary. Around this time, hip-hop came about. Fight the powers that be. A lot of inner backpack culture, a lot of contemporary hip-hop rap came over and led the forefront on social movement. Okay. If you will. I'm missing some stuff and I'm adding some stuff, but around that time, between the 60s and the 90s, we had a lot of transition. Music pretty much led that for us. The 70s, disco, rebellion, the war, a few things. But let's fast forward, because this ain't, we don't go all the way through the history of, I just want to get you, keep it strictly on housing here for this episode. Gentrification is where I'm at with it. That's what I'm getting to. 1990s, gentrification. Well, what's that? I think everybody in this country should know what gentrification is at this point. But just in case you just turned into Blacker Than Usual today, and you do not know, and you are of the age of 14 or so, where you in these schools and they not trying to teach you about what really gentrification is. Here you go, son, daughter, niece, nephew. Tell your classmates what it really is, all right? Gentrification is the process of urban areas being transformed in favor of higher price development, including houses and businesses. This act uproots existing residents and displaces them from their neighborhoods and long-lived and loved communities. Again, see episode, that was episode 7, North Nashville History. You can see how gentrification has been happening since the 1900s all the way up to now. With our new Titan Stadium that is coming to gentrify the East Side and the East Bank, it's happening right now. State-sponsored gentrification even. When the federal government and the local housing authority demolish public housing units, disappropriately occupied by people of color, to build new mixed-income developments, often with fewer units. So we're going to tear down what you get. The state, federal, local housing commissions and authorities decide we're going to tear down what you get. We're going to fill it back up with majority black, like 98, 99% black, mixed-income, low-income, but mixed. And there's still going to be fewer units than what we tore down to begin with. So it's a real trick bag that gentrification plays, local and state level, specifically here in Tennessee. They're getting over on the show. And me and my little townhouse, I'm not too far away. What Outkast says, if you don't move your feet, then I don't eat. So we like neck to neck. You know, like one check and I'm out here looking for something too. I got people hitting me up due to different organizations I'm in asking, where can I do this? Where can I find this? And I have to shake my head like, I honestly don't know. Because a lot of the systems in place that we have are systematically set up to destroy our black and brown communities. Fast forward a little forward. In 2021, the state here in Tennessee and Metro Nashville agreed to subsidize corporate giant Oracle's dream to build a campus along the city's East Bank. This negatively impacted the River Chase Apartments, who were displaced when a corporate developer from Texas brought and raised and erased the property. We fought for River Chase, me and a host of others. I didn't do much. I just like to stand up and tell them what it is and what it ain't and show them that some black men ain't here, ain't afraid. And we're going to try to fight as much as we can for the injustice that are happening. But a lot of other organizations stood up in extreme oppositions, organized, structured protests, made signs, supported residents in the River Chase apartments in their removal. This was just 2021, y'all. It's 2023. Right now, if you go over where River Chase was, it's empty. Grass don't grow up. If you just moved here, you wouldn't even know that River Chase Apartments was there. So these same state-sponsored local housing initiatives that I just mentioned that got torn down, you put in there with less people, even those get torn down. Why? For the developed capitalism, non-black-centered concerned establishments, also known as the East Bank. Where's the East Bank, Dub? It's across the bridge. Across the bridge downtown. You know where the Titan Stadium's at? All that area. All that on the east side. All the way up to Topgolf. All the way back on down to the Metal Yard. Over there across from the Titan Stadium. Well, that's a lot of piece of land. Who gonna go there, Dub? Well, a $2.1 billion Titan Stadium. Unwarranted. But it's going there. Oracle. Back to the note here. Corporate giant Oracle bought a good 1/4 of the property and going to set up headquarters, set up shop over there. Had a headquarters there. Big business, y'all. Big business. Corporate dollars. State and local. Legislative might, power, greed, espionage, conflict of interest, added in and allowing tech giants to come in and take over the city as we know it. That's happening right now. Another note I want to touch on. Predatory lending. We all know about this. If you listen to this episode and you black or brown, I shouldn't even have to go over this, but I'm going to go because I put it on my notes. I figure you never know who's going to catch something and really need this information. What's a predatory loan? Is it a loan that come and sneak me in the night? Yeah. Is it a loan that's come take my check without me knowing? Or my vehicle? It could. Depending on how you set it up. One of the main corporates of Advanced Financial. Now, let me throw this out here, caveat. The Advanced Financial takes from the community, but you have to sign papers to do it first. You have to agree to the 32% interest rate that you sign in at these Advanced Financials. So on their end, the money that they get back, we try to give it back in the community, is what they say. And well, due to working in some nonprofit spaces, as you know or may not know, I've seen Advanced Financial donate considerably. I've seen some of those interest rates possibly go to some good things here and there in the community. So if you with Advanced Financial, don't look me up. Don't try to block nothing, because I see what y'all doing with some of these fees. It ain't like you funding the Republican National Convention. Although you may have a little dollar over there, I don't think you're necessarily, how do I put this? It's the devil that we know. When our communities have been stifled by everything I've said in the past 20 minutes, sometimes, and this is the only, one of the only institutions that we know and that are at every corner of our black and brown communities that allows for a lot of these things to take place, but they also show up in different aspects to give back, if you will. But off the Vance Financial, let me give a little detail on predatory loans and lending. A loan that typically carries a higher interest rate, making it riskier and more expensive than a conventional loan. During the late 1990s and 2000s, lenders intentionally target black families with limited access to credit, resulting in high rates of foreclosure during the 2008 financial crisis. And currently now, look around. We're in a crisis, y'all. If you can't tell, then I need you to ask somebody. You know, what did someone say? You want to go somewhere, you want to be somewhere, you need to wake up and pay attention, okay? We are currently in a financial crisis right now, where our president is giving out $100 billion with a B dollars to war. Okay, to slaughtering and killing of people in other lands, just to stay dominant, just to be the big bully on the playground. We're giving up $100 billion for other countries' wars because we want to call them allies and whatnot. We're gonna get on international politics here on another episode, Black and Usual. We want to tap in all types of politics, racial, social, economic, and international. We'll say that for later. But these type of tactics, these type of things, it just takes away from the things we need in our community. And it allows a lot of us, Black and brown communities, to only have resources in these predatory lending type schemes. These are not just advanced financials. Many banks operate just the same, and to put us in risky situations that are usually over our head to cover, where the interest tacks on and just sets us further in debt. Kind of like student loans, Joe. Okay, that's a whole nother story. We still ain't got student loans clear, but that's a whole nother episode. Discriminatory practices that have residual present-day impact is also what these are dealing with. We are still living in a society that those old redlining maps help shape, that these predatory loans only perpetuate. It's not good, Joe. While the systematic devastation of decades of harm are persistent, we refuse to accept the status quo reinforced bad deals and corporate greed. Me and anybody else listening to this, and a host of different organizations around the city and the state, we have to push back. We refuse to lay down and let these things continue to happen and further subjugate and separate and just demolish our city. I believe that everyone should be able to have safe, constant, and affordable housing in Nashville. There's no doubt that it can happen when we all align to achieve it. I'm working with different organizations. If y'all want to know, hit me up. I may say something in some later episodes, but we're trying to build a coalition, y'all. The coalition don't need no title. The coalition don't need no leader. We don't need no press conference for it. We just need people in our own respective groups to come together and realize that the goal that we're all trying to achieve is within us. Have you not seen Captain Planet? Have you not seen Power Rangers? Voltron? The Avengers? Keep it modern in Marvel. We have to come together to collectively beat the demon, the misfortune, the injustice, the racism, the hatred that is amongst us. And I believe we can. Housing justice is just one of the top ones. We're turning into a little city where rent was $700. Now you barely get $1,700 for a one bed with a decent bathroom in a garage with two neighbors up top and up bottom. This is not okay, y'all. So there's still hope. Reach out to Stand Up Nashville. Shout out Stand Up Nashville. They're giving details left and right. If you're not added on their email thread, they're giving everything from how to do the math so you can check your medium income. When they say things are affordable, we're opening up new housing with affordable housing. Affordable is not a real word, my G, because it's not affordable. When the medium index is $60,000 per household, no matter if your household medium income is $30,000 to $300,000, no more than 30% of that should go to your housing. We got people spending 50 and 60 of their income going to their housing. So how do you expect them to live in anything else? Food, electricity, utilities, kids, for God's sake. Don't let them have children. And you spending 60, 70% on your house? Where you're living? Where you sleeping? It's a problem, y'all. Nashville is facing a bubble bust. I don't know when it's going to happen. And we just keep adding on things to make the bust larger. You know how you got to, this is a segue, but you know, if it's TMI, let me know. You know if you got a bruise or something, right? And I must thought of the pus in it. Right. And it just get more. What you don't do is irritate the pus or irritate and get it more infected, because then it grows more pus. It's eventually going to bust, right? Put warm water on it. You know, let it chill for a day or two. It's going to bust. But Nashville has a problem of keep infecting the womb. We ain't even putting Band-Aid on it. We throwing dirt and battery acid on a womb and expecting it to just heal naturally. No. What's happening It's getting more infected. It's getting larger. And when this thing bursts, when this economic bubble bursts for the city of Nashville, my greatest fear is our people, our black and brown people, are going to be covered in it. We're going to be the most affected by the infection of housing injustice. So, we fight for this daily. This episode of Black and Usual, again, just wanted to highlight some of the points and things that lead up to the housing injustice we currently have. It's not just Nashville. It's all over this country, y'all. Up and down the South, black and brown neighborhoods, up north, housing injustice. Shoot, we bringing in migrants and immigrants down from the border and throwing them all up in New York, Chicago, and some of the Midwest cities and towns. As if they're not dealing with the same houses crisis, too. Now they have other people coming in trying to live off the same injustices and practices. Stay woke. Stay vigilant. See this when it's happening. It's happening around us. That's what we can impact. But we know it's systematic when it's happening all over. Injustice somewhere is an injustice everywhere, as I paraphrase Dr. King. But that's it, y'all. I done sniffed. That's it. It's cold. The winter's changing. The air's changing. The winter's coming and the fall's changing. So I'm here, y'all. So bring another episode. Hope you enjoyed. Like, share, subscribe. Send to a friend. Send to someone who don't know. Send to someone before they move here. Let them know what this system is looking like. Let them know what you're coming into. But also let them know how there are ways for us to fight against it. So until next time, y'all, be good. Be great. Be blessed. You know, check on your friends. Check on each other. And until next time, peace.